You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the share market. The National Stock Exchange of India on Tuesday said it had withdrawn its plan to shift the expiry of its Nifty bank derivative contracts to Friday from Thursday. The shift was to be effective from July 7th, with all existing contracts with Thursday expiry revised to Friday at the end of July 6th. The first Friday expiry was to be on July 14th. The change would have meant four weekly expiries at NSE, Nifty Financial Services expiry on Tuesday, Nifty Midcap Select on Wednesday, Nifty 50 on Thursday, and Nifty Bank on Friday. BSE had shifted the expiry day of Sensex and BankX option contracts to Friday with effect from May 12th. Moving on, the Competition Commission of India has issued a notice to Air India asking why its proposal to merge Vistara with itself should not be investigated. According to sources, Air India has 30 days' time to respond to the queries raised by the Fair Trade Regulator on competition issues. Analysts and legal experts tracking merger and acquisition-related matters said that the CCI's move seems to be prompted by concerns of a duopoly emerging in the domestic aviation sector. As a result, Tata Group's Air India will have to satisfy CCI on the queries raised by it. In another development, tech major Google on Tuesday filed its appeal in the Supreme Court, challenging the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal's March order, upholding the fine of Rs. 1,338 crore imposed on it by the Competition Commission of India. While the NCLAT order had upheld the penalty levied, it had provided substantial relief to the tech firm by way of modifying four of the 10 key clauses of the antitrust regulator's order. However, the NCLAT had upheld the remaining six restrictive clauses, the most important of which was that Google will allow the users, during the initial device setup, to choose their default search engine for all search entry points. Meanwhile, insurance regulator IRDAI will roll out the first phase of a pilot for the risk-based supervision framework for the insurance sector in India from July. In order to promote a principle-based regulatory regime, foster ease of doing business and encourage proactive risk identification and management, IRDAI has been working towards developing and implementing the RBS framework. RBS is a shift towards adopting global best practices for supervision, which focuses on proportionality, materiality, and relies on holistic analysis of the activities of regulated entity from risk perspective. In order to ensure robust development and smooth implementation of RBS, IRDAI has been engaging with various stakeholders over the past few months. In other news, Byju's is in advanced talks with prospective new shareholders for a $1 billion fundraising round, seeking to stave off attempts by some investors to clip founder Byju Ravindran's control over the beleaguered tech startup. The Indian firm is offering sweeteners, including preferential treatment in the case of liquidation, to win over new backers, people familiar with the matter said. None of its existing shareholders have a so-called liquidation preference, the people said. Byju's, which has been trying to raise fresh funds for months, seeks to close a round within 2 weeks, they said. It is unclear whether Ravindran will ultimately secure a capital influx, a critical step in a broader campaign to retain control of a startup once deemed India's most valuable at $22 billion. More from the markets. Capital markets regulator SEBI on Tuesday said it will no longer accept demand drafts concerning the fee charged for requesting informal guidance about applicability of rules. Now the regulator will accept the fee by way of direct credit into its bank account. SEBI's informal guidance scheme enables certain entities to request for informal guidance regarding the applicability of laws and regulations administered by the markets regulator in the form of no-action letters or interpretive letters from the markets watchdog. In a statement, SEBI said that it has been decided to do away with the acceptance of a demand draft with respect to the fee charged for making a request under the scheme. Lastly, the World Economic Forum has said in a report that India is the only major economy that is making advances on all aspects of energy transition. This new finding comes while the country is still ranked a lowly 67 among 120 countries in terms of the progress in the transition. The WEF further said that the momentum of transition, which is key to the country meeting the multilateral carbon reduction goals, is accelerating across the Energy Transition Index's equitable, secure, and sustainable dimensions. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.